So let's go back to the apartment, which is
die Wohnung.
In German, the NG, the G in NG is pronounced. Yes? Die Wohnung. And die Unk is always die. For the, it's die. Yes. That is where you inhabit. Yes? Die Wohnung. Die Gewohnheit. Die Gewohnheit. It's the same stem of Wohnung, but Gewohnheit. All nouns are capitalized in German. So capital G, E. Now you have W, O, H, N, H, E, I, T. So we have Wohn inside, yes? Gewohnheit. Die Gewohnheit in German means the habit. To have the habit. So you see, habit and inhabit goes together. Die Gewohnheit. So if you want to say, I'm not used to, you can say, I don't have the habit to do it, would be.
Ich habe nicht die Gewohnheit es tun.
Es
tun.
Zu tun. Es. After a noun or an adjective, if it is followed by a verb, use zu. I don't always have the opportunity to see it. Do you know opportunity? Die
Gelegenheit?
Right, die Gelegenheit. So, Heit on a noun, when you hook it on, corresponds to the English hood, Anglo-Saxon hood. But in German, you have it quite often. And that makes it always die Gelegenheit. One of your favorite words is beautiful, yes?
Schön.
Schön, yes. If you want to say the beauty in German, you say the beautyhood.
Die Schönheit.
Die Schönheit, yes. Mm-hmm. So we have height, and sometimes height can also be kite, because it may come out more easily as kite than height. For instance, if you want to say possible would be
möglich,
and the possibility would be the possiblehood, becomes möglich.
Möglichkeit.
Kite. Yes, because it's easier to make it kite, die Möglichkeit. So I don't have the possibility to do it would be
Ich habe nicht die Möglichkeit, es zu tun.
Right. Ich habe nicht die Möglichkeit, es zu tun. So after a noun or an adjective, you use the infinitive was zu. How would you say, it is not possible to do it that way, like so?
Es ist nicht möglich, es so tun.
After a noun and after an adjective.
Es so zu tun.
Right. Es ist nicht möglich, es so zu tun. Yes.